Good morning, beloved, and again, thank you for meeting with me this morning on this Monday's edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we are going to be in Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 through 15, where Jesus teaches his followers about giving to the needy and about prayer. With each teaching, Jesus warns his followers not to be like the hypocrites who do things publicly so that others will be impressed by their piety. The reading concludes with Jesus offering a model for prayer known by many Christian faith traditions as the Lord's Prayer. And God's saving word for us as we begin this week is wisdom. And so let's begin reading Matthew chapter 5, beginning at verse 1. Make certain you do not perform your religious duties in public, so that people will see what you do. If you do these things publicly, you will not have any reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give something to a needy person, do not make a big show of it, as the hypocrites do in the houses of worship and on the streets. They do it so that people will praise them. I assure you, they have already been paid in full. But when you help a needy person, do it in such a way that even in your closest friend will not know about it. Then it will be a private matter, and your Father who sees what you do in private will reward you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites. They love to stand up and pray in the houses of worship and on the street corners so that everyone will see them. I assure you, they have already been paid in full. But when you pray, go to your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. And your Father, who sees what you do in private, will reward you. When you pray, do not use a lot of meaningless words as the pagans do, who think that their gods will hear them because their prayers are long. Do not be like them. Your Father already knows what you need before you ask Him. This, then, is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, may your holy name be honored. May your kingdom come. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day the food we need. Forgive us the wrongs we have done as we forgive the wrongs that others have done to us. Do not bring us to hard testing, but keep us safe from the evil one. If you forgive others the wrongs they have done you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, then your Father will not forgive the wrongs that you have done. And today's key verse is Matthew chapter 6, verse 6, where Jesus said, when you pray, go to your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. And your Father, who sees what you do in private, will reward you. Well, beloved, this is such a dear passage of Scripture because it really impacts those whose religion is all show. They are religious, they are pious, and they like to flaunt that in front of everybody so that everyone else will think that these people are super, super close to God. As a matter of fact, Jesus teaches us here that you don't flaunt your relationship with Father, with your Heavenly Father, because Father sees what you do in secret. So instead of trying to make a show of your life as though everything is fine and you are, you know, goody-goody, God's favorite, no. You go to your closet, and in secret, you go before God, and you pray to Him. And that way, you're not trying to please men, but you are truly having a very real and personal relationship with Father God. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, may your holy name be honored. May your kingdom come, and may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day the food we need. Forgive us the wrongs we have done as we forgive the wrongs that others have done to us. Bring us not to hard testing, but keep us safe from the evil one. Amen. Well, that brings our time together today to an end. Let's not forget to meet tomorrow morning, where we will be reading Matthew chapter 6, verses 16 through 34, where Jesus teaches about fasting and warns against false security of trusting in wealth. Until tomorrow morning, then, beloved, may God richly bless you and your family.